Al Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. Rahimuhullah. Today we have reached Hadith 37. Verily, Allah recorded the good deeds and the evil deeds.
الحديث السابع والثلاثون عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله عنده 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله سيئة واحدة رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, on the authority of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from among the sayings that he related from his Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala, is that he said, verily Allah recorded the good deeds and the evil deeds. Then he clarified how that recording should occur. Whoever decided to do a good deed, but he did not do it, Allah records it with him as a complete good deed. And if he decided to do it and actually did it, Allah records it with him as 10 good deeds, up to 700 times, up to many times over. If he decided to do an evil deed, but he did not do it, Allah records it with him as 1 complete deed. If he decided to do it and he actually did it, Allah records it as 1 evil deed. Recorded by Al-Bukhari and Muslim in their 2 sahihs with that wording. Imam An-Nawawi then says, Rahimuhullah, dear brother, may Allah guide us and you. Look at Allah's great kindness. Ponder over the wording of this hadith. His statement with him indicates Allah's great care for it. His statement, complete, is for emphasis and extreme care for it. About the evil that one considers and then leaves, he says, Allah records it with him as 1 complete deed. And he emphasizes it with complete. If he does it, he records it as 1 evil deed. He has emphasized its insignificance by saying 1, and he did not stress it by saying complete. And to Allah is all praise and graces. He is far above every imperfection. We cannot praise him enough for his bounties, and all grace is from Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, this hadith demonstrates both the great justice as well as the great grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is wronged by Allah in any way. If a person does an evil, it is considered 1 evil. If a person does a good deed, it is rewarded generously by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer, my dear brothers and sisters, should think about hadith of this nature. This information should make the person realize that Allah is truly the compassionate, the merciful. Therefore, the response from the believer should be full devotion and love for his merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we'll start off with the first part of the hadith.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ.
Verily Allah recorded the good deeds and the evil deeds. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded and decreed which deeds are deserving of reward and which deeds are deserving of punishment. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to this fact that all good and bad deeds are recorded, and therefore this should not be taken lightly. Person's deeds are recorded, and we have to know and acknowledge that nothing escapes Allah's knowledge, not even contemplating doing a good deed or a bad deed. Now moving on to the next part of the hadith.
ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً.
Then he clarified, meaning how the recording should occur. Whoever decided to do a good deed, but he did not do it, Allah records it with him as a complete good deed. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the word used here in the statement, فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ, whoever intends or considered and decided to do a good deed, but did not do it, Allah will record it with him as a complete good deed. So the word هَمَّ here is not simply a passing thought that occurs in one's mind and then leaves, but it is the decision that is just sought of a complete resolution to do that deed, as Ibn Rajab rahimahullah mentions. Others said, my dear brothers and sisters, that ham is the decision to do an act, and it is greater than simply a contemplation that occurs in the heart. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعِمِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ.
And if he decided to do it and actually did it, Allah records it with him as 10 good deeds up to 700 times, up to many times over. My dear brothers and sisters, this shows us the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person actually does perform a good deed, Allah does not record it for him as simply one good deed. Instead, Allah multiplies it a minimum of 10 times. And this is also mentioned in the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
Man.
Whoever brings a good deed shall have 10 times the like thereof. And this is found in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 160. But the deed, my dear brothers and sisters, could also be multiplied 700 times. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, one deed can be specifically multiplied 700-fold. And there are many deeds that can fall under this and be multiplied 700-fold, such as the act of giving wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 261,
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء
The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is as that of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills, and Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs or knowing. So this ayah implies a 700-fold reward for spending in the way of Allah. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, the deed could also be multiplied so many times over that the total amount is known only to Allah. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding fasting, every good deed that a human performs is multiplied 10 times up to 700, and Allah has said, "Illa sawm fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bih yad'u shahwatahu wa ta'amahu min ajli," except for the fast, for it is done for my sake, and I shall reward it even more. The person leaves his desires and food for my sake. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, another good deed which is rewarded many times over, that the reward is only known by Allah, is patience. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ
Only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without measure. And this ayah is found in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 10. Now this is one understanding of this ayah, my dear brothers and sisters. And another understanding of the ayah is that those who were patient shall receive their reward without any reckoning in the hereafter. Wallahu a'lam. My dear brothers and sisters, Ibn Rajab states that the multiplying of the reward and the amount of it is based on a number of factors. He says that it is determined by the excellence of one's Islam, the excellence of one's sincerity and purity in the action, the excellence of the deed itself, and the need for the deed done. Therefore, you may have two different people perform the same deed, but the reward may be quite different, depending on these factors that Ibn Rajab mentioned, rahimuhullah. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً.
If he decided to do an evil deed, but he did not do it, Allah records it with him as one complete deed. So my dear brothers and sisters, if a person changes his mind and decides not to do an evil deed, a complete good deed is recorded for him, without any shortcoming in the nature of that good deed. So my dear brothers and sisters, we learn here that restraining oneself from committing an evil deed in itself is a good deed. But as we learn from other narrations, the recording of a good deed here is conditional upon the person leaving that bad deed or evil deed out of fear of Allah or for the sake of Allah, as the narration found in Sahih Muslim clearly states, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he left her only due to me. And a hadith found in Sahih al-Bukhari also gives the same meaning. So the act of changing one's mind and deciding not to do this evil deed was due to the fear of Allah. And this is definitely a good deed, and so it will be recorded as a good deed. Now my dear brothers and sisters, sometimes a person may decide not to do an evil deed simply out of fear of others or for the sake of show. In this case, some of the scholars have said that he will be held responsible for that intention, as he gave preference to the fear of men over the fear of Allah, or because he is intending to show himself as a pious person. Also, if a person decides to do an evil deed and does what he can to perform it, but he's simply not able to do it, he'll be held accountable for that evil intention. Wallahu a'lam. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً.
If he decided to do it, and he actually did it, Allah records it as one evil deed. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never wrongs any of his creatures in any way. If a person commits an evil deed, it is recorded as one deed, and only one deed, without any multiplying of this deed. This is also mentioned in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever brings an evil deed shall have only the recompense of the like thereof, and they will not be wronged. And this is found in Surah Al-An'am, ayah 160. My dear brothers and sisters, as we discussed previously, when a person intends to do a good deed, that in and of itself is a good deed. And the performance of that deed leads to it being multiplied a minimum of 10 times. However, when a person intends on committing a sin, that is not recorded as a sin. But when he does the sin, it is recorded as one evil deed. He does not get one evil deed recorded for his intention and a second evil deed recorded for his actually performing the deed. So this part of the hadith makes it clear, my dear brothers and sisters, that evil deeds are not multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, my dear brothers and sisters, as the ulama have mentioned, depending on numerous factors, one sin may be graver at one time than another time. This could occur for a number of reasons, including 1. The sanctity of the time may increase the gravity of a sin. For example, dhulm, wrongdoing, during the sacred months is a greater sin than when committed at other times. But as we know, dhulm at all times, or oppression and wrongdoing at all times, is unacceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a right to declare it a worse sin for whatever time He wills. And this is based on the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 36, where Allah says,
إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم.
Verily the number of months with Allah is 12 months. So was it ordained by Allah on the day that He created the heavens and the earth? Of them four are sacred, that is the right religion, so wrong not yourselves therein. Also, the sanctity of a place may also increase the gravity of the sin. Allah says about the sacred mosque in Mecca in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 25, Allah says,
وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
And whoever inclines to evil therein or to do wrong, him we shall cause to taste a painful torment. For this reason, my dear brothers and sisters, many of the Salaf, including Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Amr, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, opted not to live in the confines of the noble sanctuary. And Abdullah ibn Amr was quoted as saying that a sin committed there is greater. Also, the nobility of a person or the fact that he is taken as an example can also make a sin more serious. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a very great and extreme punishment in the following ayah because the action is completely inexcusable for someone like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has said in Surah Al-Isra, ayah 74 and 75, and had we not made you stand firm, you would nearly have inclined to them, meaning the disbelievers, a little. In that case, we would have made you taste a double portion of punishment in this life and a double portion after death, and then you would have found none to help you against us. Allah also says about the Prophet's wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 30, O wives of the Prophet, whoever of you commits open illegal sexual intercourse, the torment for her will be doubled, and that is easy for Allah. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, many of the earlier scholars noted that when a person belittles a sin, Allah considers it greater. Any sin is displeasing to Allah. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, no believer should downplay his sins and consider them unimportant. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu once said, a believer sees his sins as if he is at the foot of a mountain and he fears that they will fall upon him. The evildoer views his sin like a fly that lands on his nose that he just swats away. This is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, a person showing pleasure at a sin he has committed is also considered the cause for the enormity of the sin to be greater. If a person, for example, brags and boasts about how he cheated somebody else in a business dealing, he is compounding the seriousness of the sin by his actions. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, a sin is also made greater by exposing it and spreading the news of one's sins to others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "All of my nation are to be forgiven except those who publicize their sins." Publicizing the sins includes a person doing something during the night and then in the morning, or that Allah has kept the act concealed for him, he says, "Oh, so and so, last night I did such and such." He spent the night being concealed by his Lord, and in the morning he uncovered what Allah had kept concealed for him. This hadith is found in Bukhari and Muslim. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, the enormity of a sin is also greater when there is less drive causing the person to commit the sin. In such cases, there is very little excuse for the person. He was not in a state where he was so overcome by desire that he could not control himself. This is what the Prophet ﷺ has said in the hadith found in Muslim, where he says, "There are three categories of people to whom Allah will not speak," meaning any pleasing words, "for whom Allah will not cleanse of their sins, and at whom Allah will not look, and they shall have a grievous punishment. They are an old man who commits illegal sexual intercourse, a lying king, and an arrogant, poor person." My dear brothers and sisters, to summarize and conclude, there are many lessons from this hadith that we learn and take, such as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed what the good deeds and evil deeds are. He has recorded the deeds of mankind, or has ordered the angels to record the deeds of mankind in the manner described in this hadith. Firstly, if a person truly decides to do a good deed and then ends up not doing it, Allah will have recorded for him one good deed. Secondly, if a person actually performs a good deed, it will be multiplied for him by a multiply of 10 up to a multiply of whatever Allah in His mercy and grace wills. Thirdly, if a person does an evil deed and then for the sake of Allah, he changes his way and does not do that deed, Allah will record for him one good deed. Fourthly, if a person actually performs the evil deed, Allah will only record one evil deed against him. And lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, we learned from this hadith about how great the mercy, favor, and grace of Allah is. With this type of reckoning, only those who truly deserve to be destroyed and punished will be destroyed and punished. We ask Allah to forgive us for our sins. And with that, we conclude. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.